Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chapman's coming up, and boy, is this the time to have him on. Max Keiser has broken it down with us yesterday. It's now confirmed. It's going to be $1 trillion leverage to $5 trillion in derivatives to pay off the $100 billion Greesos. See, that just proves it's a total backdrop. The numbers I'd seen is that 90-plus percent, 91 in the case of Greece, 92 in the case of Iceland, percent of it was derivatives owed by the banks themselves, who have the finance ministers in place that work for them to then tell everybody, you're in debt, got to raise your taxes to pay this off. Oh, really, $5 trillion for $100 billion? Interesting math. And then the countries transfer their power, and they're admitting a new EU police force will go into countries and enforce the VAT taxes at all businesses. I mean, whoa, occupation troops, Imperial EU troops to get the money. That's all in the news today. I can't even believe it's moving this fast. And I promise we're going to go to Dr. Jones and CJ and Stephen and Ronnie and everybody. Joe in New York listening on 1310 AM WRSB, one of our oldest affiliates up there. Great folks. But let's go to a call right now, and then Bob's going to the next segment. I'll go to your calls early, I promise. Which means I'll try really hard. I will get to your calls. Stop failing to take action. Let's go ahead right now and talk to Stephen in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
I just wanted to, I had a question for you, but before that, you mentioned repentance just a minute ago, and I just want to let you know I appreciate you talking about that because, I mean, you know, this whole big system can be so... It'll make us feel so small, but we got to realize that, you know, if you serve the Creator God, He's above everything.
And if you're really serving the Creator God, though, and I don't want to get into denominations and fighting that personal relationship, if you're serving God, you'd be fighting evil. You wouldn't be deceived thinking you serve God and then working for the New World Order. So that you judge a tree by its fruits. And again, I hear money's the root of all evil. No, money is the chicken feed that domesticates the slaves. That's another lie of the devil. You know, I know the Bible talks about money being at the root of getting people into evil is the way it basically transfers. But what the evil's really looking for is it wants our psyche, our mind. That's the globalists issue the money out of nothing. They're not trying to get money. They control the money. They're looking for our intellects. They're looking for who we are. They want to program us. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, Alex, I'll tell you, we can be as prepared physically as we can be and still not be prepared spiritually. And so, you know, I would just urge all of your listeners and everyone out there to really look at the Bible and look at what God is trying to tell us. But I did have a question about you. I saw, not about you, but toward you. I saw a movie recently called The Secret of Oz. And I think it was done by the same guy that did The Money Masters.
Yeah.
And they're basically talking in there that they try to make the point that even if we did have a gold-backed currency, it could still be controlled by the super wealthy.
We sell The Secret of Oz and The Money Masters. And The Secret of Oz is, I didn't mean 100% agree with it. It's a different perspective on saying, hey, now the globalists have all the gold. We can't go to that system. It just creates monetary education about, well, do you want a fiat that's government controlled, people controlled, or a quasi fiat, or a completely gold or silverback? And so I have that as part of knowledge. You know, it's like I read Hitler's Mein Kampf, and I'm not comparing his thing saying it's Hitlerian. I agree with a lot of it, but I disagree with Hitler. I read Mein Kampf, and one time I was buying it as a teenager. I was like 17 at the store, and the lady said, freaked out, and said, why are you buying this? And I said, I'm reading a book, lady. Doesn't mean I agree with it. You know, she thought, wow, you're buying, you know, My Struggle. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, whereas I 100% disagree with My Struggle, maybe I 10% disagree with Secret of Oz. I'm still selling it and promoting it because it gets people to think about monetary systems at a deeper level, not just get rid of the Federal Reserve. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And one other thing to kind of bounce at you there. I've heard you mention this phrase a lot recently, like now is the time. And, you know, hopefully this is coming across, you know, in a
hold on, stay there.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I've already covered quite a bit of the news, but there's still about 80% of it here. And I want to break down with a real financial expert, Bob Chapman, what's happening in Europe, why the dollar's plunging. We told you as soon as they got this deal through, things would start their descent again. Because it's a mathematical fact, the derivatives are impossible to pay back. And the general public does not owe this money. And that's admitted in the news. They want $1 trillion leveraged to $5 trillion, and we're told it's to pay off $100 billion for Greece. We're going to talk to Bob Chapman about that in a moment in layman's terms. But I saw the news, the headline, oh, it's $500 billion. Oh, it's €1 trillion. And then you read in there, and it's got the name of the derivative, the really nasty type. It's a credit default swap. It's got a particular name. Bob can break that down. On insurance, on the pension funds of the Germans. And then they spin it like the Germans are bad and are taking over Europe. When Germany, under this, gives up its sovereignty to the super EU, you got the Vatican running around. Calling for, quote, global governance, their specific economic council, and a bank of the world, which will punish the bankers by giving them total power. Just incredible. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that here in just a moment. But finishing up, who was I talking to? They had one more question. Yeah, that was Stephen in Mississippi. You had one more question, sir. Go ahead and ask it.
Yeah, I was wondering, you've been using the phrase, like, I think over the past year, now is the time, and I want to bring this up sort of in a humble way. I'm not trying to accuse you or anything, but, you know, from my study of history, I've seen that phrase pop up in different revolutions throughout time, especially the French and Bolshevik revolutions, and I know you would agree that those were controlled socialist-based revolutions. And I was just kind of wondering, is that exactly the wise, you know, the wisest phrase to be using right now? Because really what we need is a restoration. We don't need a revolution.
You know, Stephen, I don't think you've been listening. I mean, you asked the question in a nice, friendly way, and that's fine. I appreciate your call. But, keep him on hold for a minute so he can respond briefly, but I got to get to Bob. I have said let's be conservative, 1,000 times on air in the last decade, we want a restoration, not a revolution. But when you say restoration to about 90% of the public, they don't know what you're talking about, probably 95. That's like, I always get these emails saying, don't call micro FM pirate. That's what the FCC calls it. Well, 99% of the public does not know what micro FM is, that's the inner term used by people that put up their own transmitters in an open frequency and broadcast themselves or this show or whatever the case is. I was a pioneer 16 years ago calling people to put up micro FM. I used to have guests on about 12 years ago, you know, promoting really cheap little kits that had actually been used to overthrow the Soviet Union. In fact, I learned some of the ones we were getting out of Romania were from the mid-1980s that had been secretly shipped in by the CIA. And here they were being sold third hand back into the United States. And I knew folks that were buying them to get them out to people. Perfect. Again, all over Europe, they've got pirate FM, pirate AM, pirate UHF, VHF TV. I've tried to promote that, but people say, don't call it pirate. People don't know what micro VHF UHF means. I might as well be speaking Imperial Gallic to someone. Imperial Gallic only exists in fiction, folks. So when I get up here and I say now is the time, I'm saying now is the period of liquefaction, where societies are normally frozen, the globalists are unfreezing it in the time to set up open world government. In that window, they're weak. In that window, they've opened up. We're able to get inside and expose them because the public is in a panic. The globalists induce the panic. We come in and say, don't run into their arms and world government more tyranny. Let's restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which is newer and is a revolution of ideas compared to the ancient system of tyranny that's simply being brought back. So I think people overanalyze things sometimes here. Judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, sometimes I'll have a certain color shirt on and I go, look, it's programming color. Again, you'll know when something is if you have any discernment. And again, it isn't about Alex Jones. It seems like always right before we go to Bob, I get caught one of these callers that's, you know, bringing up, hey, now is the time. Well, no, people have always said, wake up. Now is the time. No, now is the time to dump this stock. Now is the time to get your Christmas shopping done. I mean, of course, you're going to have evil people are going to. Here's something else I've really, really learned, but really grown to know. The globalists don't have all these symbols, pyramids, sun symbols, all this iconography, because they invented it. These are things in our psyche, in our subconscious, in our archetypes that have been proven through all cultures to be powerful. So they simply take symbols that God has already written on our heart, and they simply use them and twist them. I mean, there are people in Africa, it turns out thousands of years ago, using the sign of the cross in spiritual possession rituals. Does that make the cross as a Christian symbol bad because it's a symbol of Christ dying for us? See, we're giving the field to evil. We're letting them take everything, counterfeit it, and then flip it around and tell us we're evil because we have manifest something good. And they're saying, hey, look, there's an evil copy of that. See, we're not the copy. They're the copy. They're the counterfeit. I got to go to Bob Chapman here, but does that answer your question, sir?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. I appreciate that. And one last little thing. Mark 16:16, Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who doesn't is going to be condemned. Just one last little thing there. But I appreciate it, Alex.
All right. Well, that means reborn. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Bob Chapman. Bob, we are seeing incredible global developments. Max Kaiser came on yesterday, showed us we're in Bloomberg and other publications. It listed the type of derivative. I know you've had time to dig into it now. Former top silver and gold broker, biggest newsletter ever, went into retirement, came back at theinternationalforecaster.com, helped publish the Gary Allen report for many years, really an icon of liberty. Bob Chapman, for those that don't know who he is, theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, what exactly is happening in Europe? And the word is from the other patriot wise men, This is guaranteed means collapse now, and that they fully decided to ram the iceberg, and the printing presses are going into high gear, and it's now a race to devaluation. Is Max Kaiser, is Zero Hedge, are all these other people correct, and what does this deal do?
Well, yes, they are. And first of all, it was an unnatural association to begin with. Second of all, it was based upon the stronger members supporting the weaker members, and they knew going in that they were weak and they shouldn't have been admitted in the first place. The rules were upside down. They found out they didn't work. And here they were giving loans out in the form of bonds. And what happened next was that all of a sudden everybody realized that countries like Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Italy, and Belgium were in serious trouble. They've come up with this temporary solution, I'll call it. And what it is that the banks are going to supposedly default on 50% of the paper from the bonds from Greece. And they may or may not do that, but we'll assume that they will. What should they have done? They should have totally defaulted. But if they did that, Greece, then what would have happened is all the banks would have gone under. And I think probably the best figure that they could have hoped for was 75%, but the bankers control the politicians in Europe just like they do in the United States. So with that said, you know why it was 50%. You said Max spoke about the $517 billion that's being allocated by the European Union members.
And then leverage. And he's saying, and I've seen it in the news, that it's really over $1 trillion leverage, they admit, into derivatives of $5 trillion. So why do they need $5 trillion for $100 billion?
Well, they don't. And it's a method of overfinancing. And it's very, very dangerous what they're doing. And the figure really is $517 billion made into $1.4 trillion. And they'll need to do that three more times to cover the debt of the entire group. That's where people lose it. The entire number is somewhere between $4 and $6 trillion. We'll call it $6 trillion for the debt that can't be paid by the six members of which I just mentioned, the Greeks being the leader of the pack, so to speak. And that's what they're going to end up doing in cycles. So they're telling the world that it's $1.4 trillion and they can handle the derivatives, which turns the European Financial Stability Fund into nothing less than an insurance agency backed by other insurance companies. And they're going to cover the action for about 30%, and the rest, the other two-thirds, will be carried by the members.
Yeah, I saw a line in the German news that this is backed mainly by German pension fund insurance.
Well, I'll give you one worse. I talked to somebody in Frankfurt yesterday, and I have to re-verify this because this is just one source. But I understand in the fine print that the Germans are supposed to commit their gold holdings, which is about 3,400 tons, as a backup collateralization, so that if they are not able to perform, what's going to happen is their gold will be taken away from them. When the German people find out what's being done to them, they're not going to be very happy. I get conflicting reports out of Germany. Some of the people I talk to say that the public won't do anything or say anything. But I think this time it's different. I know the German character. I'm not German, but I do speak it, and I lived there for, well, the equivalent of 6 years. And so I got a pretty good feel for people.
All right, well, Bob, give us your feel on what you think they're going to do when we come back and how you see all this unraveling and how it's going to affect us here in the U.S.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite. From RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976, or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer, but had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
By the way, there has been a gunman reportedly firing at the U.S. Embassy in Bosnia. I just watched video of him walking around in plain view with an AK-47 doing nothing. Reportedly after he'd been firing at the embassy, just waiting to commit suicide by cop. And the SWAT team gets there and shoots him once with a sniper rifle. In fact, we'll show you that footage if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, go to Infowars.com. Here's the moment they're shooting.
Good morning.
He's just waiting to be killed. They're telling him to lay the gun down for a while, and it goes on for about 5 minutes, and they shoot him. So another crazy person. A lot of folks in the media advertises, want to commit suicide? Go out and kill some people while you do it. By the way, if you go into public school, we'll lock it down so nobody can get out, and the SWAT team will sit outside for 3 hours or longer, so you can kill hundreds. How's that sound? The answer is arm the school. But, oh, you won't do that, no. It's unbelievable. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, you got cut off by the break. We're already seeing our stocks go down. We're seeing our dollar plunge. I thought this was going to fix everything if we just gave trillions more. And I guess you're saying the same thing Max is saying. And I've seen this. It's buried in the news. It's like, well, it'll be 500 billion and then 1.4 billion euros or one trillion pounds. And then they're going to use derivatives to expand that into a fund. Sounds like you're saying $4.5 trillion versus $5 trillion. But then meanwhile, we hear Bank of America needs backstopped $79 trillion on derivatives and is being moved into the FDIC fund in preparation. And everybody I know is getting their money out of Bank of America. You've been saying for about 2 years, the word is embassies are ready for bank runs. Where is this going? I mean, am I right to say things are now really accelerating?
Yes, they are. And, you know, they don't leave a crisis unused, so to speak. And that's what they're doing over in Europe right now. And you spoke of tax agents moving into all different countries to make sure that this new tax is paid. Part of what they're trying to do here as well is tighten up a tighter union, so to speak. And in that process, they want to eventually lead to, as quickly as possible, the takeover of fiscal affairs of each country. This is something they did not do at the beginning, which they now know they should have done. But at this stage, and even then, I don't think that the participants, which are the countries, would have put up with it. And that is the takeover of the internal finances by somebody in Luxembourg or Brussels or some such place that would leave the people at the mercy of some bureaucrat somewhere, and they would have no more control over their country. Once you have given up financial control of your country by letting somebody else take over your fiscal policy and supply you with a currency, which they have, the euro. We have the same thing, let's say Panama. They're using the dollar. The U.S. dollar. So that means that they really have no say ultimately in fiscal and monetary matters. It really is at the mercy of what the dollar does.
But Bob, let me briefly interject here, because you always basically just state it straight out. You don't embellish. But in this case, it's even worse than you're saying. And I've read the articles here. I've heard Bloomberg Radio, CNBC. It's constant. It's wrong they have freedom in Europe. This new super financial order will enforce in the countries. And I saw Merkel saying it yesterday. I read headlines yesterday. In fact, I have in my stack today where it says they'll be enforcing with EU tax collectors down to the business. So EU inspectors, not just taking control of the country's finances at the ministerial level. They already did that by putting their Goldman Sachs people and others in. They're actually saying now that the countries can never leave once this deal's done. I mean, this is a banker occupation.
What's good about it, Alex, is it's not going to work. this is a complete fiasco. It's another effort to gain time until I can think of something new to put them in a position that they won't lose control. Everything is control and power. The money is just an afterthought. These people can do anything they want at any time at this point in time. And that's why the voters in Europe and the United States and other countries, they have to change the people who are in the Bundestag, the Bundesrat, the House of Representatives, the Senate. We got to get these people out of there because they're bought and paid for it.
All right, Bob, stay there. We've got a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll go to phone calls. But first, I want to get your forecast in Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, but, of course, here in the U.S., what's happening with Bank of America, what you see happening in the short and then mid and then long term. Straight ahead with Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's on, ladies and gentlemen, world government in our face. I'm going to go right back to Bob Chapman and then your phone calls. I want to get his take on the Vatican calling for this global government bank of the world. If you're a new viewer or a listener, let's pull up like a Reuters article in case they don't believe it. This, in fact, print me the article again. This top council has, the top big Vatican council has called for this. They're getting everything lined up, my friends, and holding Europe hostage, saying do this or it's all over. Before we go back to Bob Chapman, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct Fall Special Pack. They have a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value, yours only for $199. Save 60% on a 24-day food supply. Excuse me, save $60 on a 24-day food supply. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They also have a deal on there where you can get free samples if you pay the shipping. I think they got, like a six-day food supply, and you just pay the shipping, and it comes to you. We've been trying out some of the new samples. We're about to buy some more food. They've been around the longest. They're the best price. This is where I get it. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, or follow the banners on Infowars.com. Also, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system will filter radioactive isotopes as well, which they add to the fluoride in a lot of water. Don't believe me, just type it in. It's mainstream news. All their filters are made in the USA. Sorry to the globalists, but they are. Check out their banners at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, or go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And finally, legislation like Codex Alimentarius threatens our ability to purchase vitamins and supplements in the future. Survival RX is a wonderful organization in the sports nutrition business for more than a decade. And now they've come out with the world's first long-term storable vitamin and nutritional supplement. They created a proprietary triple nitrogen flush manufacturing process that will allow you to store the high-quality vitamins for decades. They have free shipping throughout the end of the month. So I guess that's not much time left for that special. Go to survivalrx.com today for the free shipping and more. Again, survival, the words survival, and then letters rx.com, survivalrx.com. Okay, and I should also put a plug in for Bob Chapman's newsletter and Midas Resources. If you want to get a free copy, either hard copy or email, of his newsletter that comes out a couple times a week and is invaluable, really cutting-edge stuff that really hits the mark time and time again, you can call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and Midas Resources will send you out a free copy. Or you can get a gold Frank coin, already a smoking good deal, and get a free year subscription, $159 value, to the International Forecaster, either digitally or hard copy mailed to you, 800-686-2237. And lastly, don't forget to support our local AM and FM affiliates by supporting their local sponsors as well. That is just as important as supporting the national sponsors that you hear me talk about here on air, is to support those local sponsors, to let them know you're supporting them because they're carrying this broadcast, and to also spread the word about those local AM and FM stations. They're so precious. We're getting a lot of new affiliates in the last year, thank God. Going back to Bob, I want to get to calls here, Bob, but where is this going? I mean, we know, set up the global derivatives, implode the world economy, always called for more power, more control, and now they've said Bank of the World, CFR, Trilateral Commission, all these groups have called for it, run by the very same private banks that engineered this, where we pay our VAT, our sales taxes, our carbon taxes. They've got Herman Cain out promoting the VAT and sales tax. Same thing they always do, as if it's conservative. Mitt Romney's now the leader. Gun control, abortion, wrote the government health care plan, loved by Al Gore for carbon tax. And Republicans are saying that's who they want. They want basically Al Gore. Where is America going? Because, you know, there is an awakening. I agree this Europe thing isn't going to work. It's not meant to work. It'll steal more money, fall apart again, and then they'll say, we'll just create a total world bank. I mean, I've been saying this for 16 years, not because I'm smart, but because it's in the Trilateral Commission documents. Bob, you were writing about this in the 70s. We're now here. So what's going to happen in your view? What's coming up in the economy? What should we watch for? What's the next big mega bank to go under? What's going to happen with the derivatives in Bank of America?
Well, I don't think you're going to see banks go under at the top level. They're going to be nationalized, and they'll be split like Dexia was 3 weeks ago in Europe, which is a medium to small-sized bank. And they take all the bad assets and put them under the control of the government involved in the United States in this case. And the rest of it will stay in Bank of America. And all those bad assets, after they're liquidated, whatever losses there are, they belong to the American people. So again, we will bail out the banks. And I would guess that sooner or later, after they've rounded up all the 705 small and medium-sized banks, and they've merged them together. And this will take a while. Once they've done that, they'll all be absorbed into the money center or legacy banks in New York. Then eventually they'll be merged into one bank, and we'll have a nationalized bank. And I wrote 8 years ago, they're going to do the same thing with housing. They're going to nationalize it, which I won't get into here.
And, so, and by the way, they're now announcing that, and then you won't have a choice. It's going to be basically nationalized, and they're announcing toilet flush taxes, all these hundreds, literally hundreds across the nation of new taxes. And everybody will get paid off. You'll still get your welfare check. It's just it won't buy anything anymore. And then that way no one person can get blamed. How long will it take then to hyperinflate the currency down to nothing? How long does this race to the bottom, how long is that going to take now? I mean, you know, let's say if the late 60s were the start of where we're going. I mean, you go back to 1913, but really the acceleration, let's say 1965, or am I wrong, right up to now, let's say on a scale of 100 to 0, the 0 being Banana Republic, Argentina, or even lower, 100 being at the top, 0 being where we're going, where are we there?
Well, at the present scale, QE2 and Stimulus 2 should take us next year probably to about 25% inflation, and we're going to have QE3, and that's coming. And they got it in the works, and they haven't told you about it yet. And the Fed will spend maybe $500 billion or a trillion buying the bad assets of the banks. Most of them are what are termed the CDOs and MBSs, which are bonds that contain mortgages. And, of course, we don't know what they're paying for them. We don't know what they're worth. And eventually, those holdings by the Federal Reserve will be paid for by the American public. But what they're going to do with QE3 is once they sent the money over to these banks that have this garbage in return, that money is going to be used to buy midterm notes, an average of 7.5-year notes. And that will help drive down interest rates on those notes like the U.S. 10-year, which is currently selling around 235 on the yield side. It'll bring it back down so that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage will be 3.5%. I think that's what they're shooting for. But they're also going to say to the banks, look, you go into the market and gamble so that you can drive it up and use leverage to do so. And that is the stock market. What the stock market has just discounted is what you saw go on in Europe, and I'll get back to that in a minute, and what the insiders in Wall Street know what's going on behind the scenes, because that injection of capital from the Fed into the banks will give the banks lots of money to go out and gamble with. And they know that they in Wall Street know that that'll make the market go higher. And so that's why you've had the rally on the Dow for 10,500 up to 12,000 approximately. Now, in Europe, what's going to happen is that they're going to find that, oh, this is unworkable. And all of a sudden, the people in Greece say, I don't care how much money you want to give the government. We're not going to play your stupid game. And they're going to continue to demonstrate, which means the revenues can't come in. They can't pay off the interest on the bonds or the loans. And it's going to deteriorate even further. Until finally, 3 to 6 months from now, there's a good chance that Greece will go under anyway. Now, the question is contagion. Will the others go under? Ireland's asking right now for a change in loans they would like to get from the European Central Bank at very low interest rates so they can handle them. Now, Portugal wanted to do the same thing. Now that there's been a 50% haircut on this debt, and all this money is being given to Greece. If I was in Ireland or Portugal, I would say, hey, wait a minute. I mean, you know, are some animals more equal than others? Or are some countries more equal than others? We want the same deal. And if they're not offered the same deal, they're going to default anyway. So the problems are manifold and manifest. They are not going away. So,
well, I mean, let's back up here, and then we've got to go to calls, Bob. Because people have been holding on to Dr. Jones and others there. why do we see the dollar dropping while the stock market goes up? And I have the reporter from Reuters that it's record dumping of U.S. bonds right now.
Well, they're under the impression that what's going on in Europe is going to work. And they are sadly mistaken. It is not going to work. And so the dollar probably will bounce around 74 or 75 on the USDX and then move right back up again as the euro comes under pressure again, because people are starting to say, well, maybe this isn't going to work. And so it's kind of a back and forth. But you don't look at currencies. You look at gold and silver. That's where the action is. Because you don't want to be in any currencies except what you have to use every day.
Well, I agree with you. And briefly, what do we see happening with gold right now?
It's going higher. It's taking a little respite today, which is fine. Some of the indicators, like the shares, are telling us we're looking for higher prices next week. And it'll fight its way back up to 1923.70. And it'll break it before the end of the year. Probably go to 2,000, 2,200. And then by the end of February, we may see a run of 2,500 and 3,000. It's all there. I mean, who would want to be in currencies with all of the terrible things that are going on?
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the calls here. Appreciate folks holding. Dr. Jones in Canada, welcome and thanks for holding.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex Jones. No relation, of course, for the new listeners. I've been turned on to you since about 2004. I'm a professor. I have a degree in political science as well as a law degree. I'm teaching criminology now in Canada. I just want to let you know and let your listeners know a few things I've been doing and working on. I talk to my kids a lot about propaganda, you know, Edward Bernays, show them that they're being lied to and constantly distracted when it comes to crime. You know, I have a textbook that says, let's look at white-collar crime and let's look at fraud and this, that, and the other. Nothing about the banking scandal. Nothing about the World Trade Organization. Nothing about Codex Alimentarius. Nothing about vaccines killing people. Nothing about institutional problems. The textbook we're using has one mention of Osama bin Laden, nothing on George Bush. Nothing on the CIA creating al-Qaeda, promoting terrorism around the world. Again, you mentioned just a minute ago in Bosnia. I used to live in Bosnia, taught law in Bosnia, about that man out there in front of the U.S. embassy. You know, Bosnia, again, another place, Yugoslavia destroyed by the United States and the banks, and Germany, also Italy, wanted to break them up. You know, that's not mentioned in textbooks. And I know you're a good critic, I would say a legitimate critic of professors and school systems and all this. And I guess I would say I'm out there in the wilderness. I'm one. Of course, I have been punished.
No, that's my point, is that you go to school, and I would imagine you're probably the minority there, and there's always a few professors that are intelligent and have understanding you can learn something from, but most of them, it's just regurgitating. And again, that's how some knowledge is almost more dangerous than none, because then you just have street smarts. Instead, they make these maps of the mind, which that's a great news piece we should actually do to show that, because I know I've seen the textbooks. That's true. Nothing about how at the higher level how it works and how the fraud takes place. But Bob Chapman can tell you with all of his finance degrees, and I've talked to a lot of high-level economists, famous ones, they'll tell you how stuff really works at the higher level. All they teach is retail stuff. There's no discussion how economies really work. I mean, even bank heads of major, you know, cities who have 20, 30 branches under them don't know this stuff, because it's not taught. And that's why this is so scary. Most people are specialized. Even if they're extremely intelligent, have 170 IQ, their whole area is focused on one thing. Like, I'm a biology, you know, person that studies tapeworms or whatever. I've been studying them for 40 years and written 9 books on them. And they can tell you everything about the metabolic system and the sexual habits and the variants of the 3,000 species of the, you know, everything. But they don't have general knowledge. Incredible point. Stay there. But I want to get Bob's take on this. We'll go back to you. Bob, he makes a great point. I mean, really, that's why people are so dumbed down who even have degrees, because they're not looking at the real structure at a certain level. It's like having a 100-story building, and you only look at the first 30 stories, Bob.
And that's true. And that's always been the way. I never had a higher degree, but I can tell you this, that the gentleman is certainly correct about what they leave out. And I was perennially having arguments in college with professors, and sometimes the same ones over again. It's a wonder they didn't throw me out, about things that weren't taught, or them taking totally different tacks from one year to the next. And it was like a circus. But what I had to do was, I lived in New York for a couple of years, and I went to the New York Public Library, which was an absolute phenomenal library. And I read everything on business and finance and securities and mutual funds and all the way back to the turn of the previous century. And so I taught myself about that because I didn't learn that in university. And I thought I went to a very good school. But they're all the same. They only can teach what's in the textbook that they've chosen.
All right, Dr. Jones, we'll get a comment from you on the other side since you've been holding so long. Then we'll get to Randy, then James, Otter, Patrick. Of course, I'll do the customary 5 minutes overdrive to get those last few. And then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Can't make this stuff up. They're announcing all over the country, not just Tennessee. Homeland Security, TSA run checkpoints to, quote, keep kids safe. Because when kids were never safe before, we had federal goons running warrantless checkpoints. I thought warrantless checkpoints are what's dangerous. I mean, if your country's got them, it's kind of like having a brain tumor or something. It's not good in any book in history. But, well, you know, they say it's good, so it is. DHS announces Halloween checkpoints in Tennessee to keep children safe. SDS founder coaches Ann Arbor, Occupy Wall Street. Obama to the world, do as we say, not as we do. Clueless, want Hillary to run. It goes over all that. Get your freak on, girl. TSA screener fired. That's just some of the news that we've got up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, either on your local station or on Infowars.com. Do 5 extra minutes to get to a few more of these calls, but finishing up with Dr. Jones. Doc, did you have a counter comment to what Bob Chapman was saying before I let you go?
Well, if I can just finish up and say, Alex, you, Gary Noll, Joyce Riley, you saved my child. Okay, my child is not vaccinated. My older son was vaccinated. He is not damaged. Thank God I spaced it out. But I did not vaccinate my baby. She's 5 years old. She had the measles. She's had chickenpox. She is not damaged from vaccines. Last thing is, again, I saw kids in Bosnia. Major amounts of autism. They had public service announcements about autism. I asked my students, ask your grandparents, whoever had autism, whoever was brain damaged, they had none 2-3 generations ago. And lastly, of course, people need to know they have to advocate for drug legalization. We have to take, again, another way to take the corruption out of the system. Again, Bosnia, perfect example with the Kosovo army, heroin shipped in by the United States to promote wars. I was in Mexico, a nightmare of corruption from drugs. In Canada, they're kind of debating over whether to legalize marijuana. We have to push drug legalization as another.
No, it's going to bring our society down. Hey, great to hear from you. You ought to do YouTube videos or do a blog radio show because you really are a well-spoken fella. Good to hear from you. You're absolutely right. Let's jam another call here for Bob Chapman, see if you got any questions or comments for him. Let's talk to Randy in South Carolina. He'll be our tail gunner on the main broadcast. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me on. And I just wanted to say I'm really proud of both of you. You're tremendous patriots.
Well, thank you, brother. We try. But do you have any questions or comments?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I'll get to it. You said that those that forget history are condemned to repeat it. And you know, I have a couple of historical events that I wanted to run over, and perhaps that will help.
Sure, hit him.
Okay, the first one is Larry Summers at the second Bretton Woods. He was quoted, or I took a section out of the video, where he was saying that the situation with Greece and Italy and Spain and Ireland is similar to a hostage. And he said, what would the nation do if their child was taken hostage, and that is exactly the same thing as Danegeld, where, you know, the Vikings raided England and the other islands and held them for hostage, and the more they paid, the more they did it. And, you know.
No, that's the way it works. And the globalists, every time they implode somebody and get more money, they always demand more. Bob Chapman, comment on that.
It's absolutely right. You can't bargain with them. You can engage, cannot engage with them, you know, it's either kill or be killed. And that's just the way it is.
Well,
and that's what's happening in these countries in Europe. And I don't see that they have a way out of that. And they found out everything they've done hasn't worked because it was all unnatural. And I think they're really starting to understand.
No, they are. Stay there, Bob. We'll see you Sunday for everybody else, 4 to 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.